We are continuing our shiurim on Binyan Ariel. We are now in Perek Chet. We're on page Kuf Ayin Gimel, 173. Be'inyanei klalut olamot ak ve'abia. So we're talking in general terms about the world, the five worlds, which is called ak and abia. And then he says the subtitle is called klalut chamisha olamot. And where they fit one into the other, and where they're standing. And the difference between elukut and piyut. So let's see. Od pehe. Ve'atan avon is b'siyat d'shmaya. Levaya kama hakdamot ve'hatzaot. Nichutzot v'yikarot b'inan klalut olama. So he's going to present to us now a lot of very, very important introduction in the building and the formation of the worlds. V'chilufei madrigoteihem v'inyaneihem v'zu chelem v'siyat d'shmaya. And explain to us the difference in levels. Why are they one on top of the other? So he says as follows. V'hine, kvar bi'anu le'el, sh'yesh chamesh b'chinot klalut sh'olamot. There's five main worlds. Shem Adam Kadmon Atzilut Bria Yitziasiyah. Those are the five worlds. Gam bi'anu ki chamesh olamot elu hem ze lemala meze. We know they're one on top of the other. Tchilatam lemala, they start from top. Kitzat lemata matchelet ispashtut akav, the O and Sof. Then you have the O and Sof who comes up from the extreme heights of all the worlds. Visiyomam lemata krov lehakif or ensof sovev lemata. And it goes all the way down. Remember, we're looking at this as a mokum panui. As we started this many months ago, we saw at the beginning that Kosher created an empty space. That's called the mokum panui. And around that empty space is called the or ensof. Now we have the or ensof coming also inside the mokum panui. So that little straight line, it's going to come all the way down nearly to the bottom of the other side. Ubikol orech amakom hazeh mispashetet komat ha'olam ha'elyon mehem nikra adam kadmon. So that entire awe and stuff which is coming down, that's going to be the neshama of the first world called Adam kadmon. Shu'u abriya atichol letoch kol ha'olamot shekulam mushrashim bo. So he's going to be like the roots of all things which are going to come after that. And all of the worlds are going to be clothed on top of him. We know that the Olam Atzilut is Kulo Lekut. And we know inside the world of Atzilut, actually inside every world, you have the five major Patsufim called Archampin, Abba Ve'ima, Zeampin, Ve'nukve. Who malbish le'adam ha'kadmon min ha'tibur shelo v'lemata ad makom siyum ha'kav the or and sof shetachtit ha'chalal. Da'ainu ad agbaim le'adam kadmon. So the world of Atzilut, as we said, all the worlds, but the world of Atzilut particularly is grafted on to the Adam ha'kadmon from his waist down all the way down to his heels. Olam shlosh alamot bi'a shlosh alamot pirut shehem bria yetziyasiya malbishim yisyum ragle adam kadmon min agbaim shelo velemata vaynu shomdim tachat yum olam atzilut ze agave ze. Now the other worlds, where are the other worlds we're going to be? We just said excuse me that all the worlds are grafted onto Adam Kadmon, but it seems like Atzilut took the whole place, and we know the world of Bia has to be underneath Atzilut, but nevertheless, even though the world of Atzilut goes all the way down to the heels, but nevertheless, there's still a little bit of the heels which are sticking out, which are being covered over by the other three worlds, which is called Bria, Yitzira, Asiya, one on top of the other. V'arba olamot bi'am hem kedimyon arba komat shel abayit anivnot omdot achat al gabei hashniyah. So we also know that the formation is not. We know there's two types of formations possible. The one called Habasha, closed. That means you're on top of the other one. And the other type of Binyan is what he's describing over here. That's the Binyan of Patsufim all the olamot, one on top of the others. One not necessarily closed on one, but one underneath the other one. That's in Etz Chaim Shal Aleph Anef Aleph Chakira Beis. Over the page, Kufayin Dalet Vihine. Liyot shepinimut atzilut mitlabishim ashlish tiferet netzah hod yisod umalchud adam akadmon. We know the world of atzilut, as we said, is from the waist downwards, which is the tani of adam kadmon. Shebetocho mitlabesh atzmut kav or ensof, and inside of the adam kadmon, we said there's the or ensof. Lachen atzium olam atzilut kulahu b'chinat elukud. Therefore, it would make sense, it's logical to say that even the world, not only the world of Adam Kadmon is Elukut, but also Atzilut is Elukut. Shar b'chinat o en sof atzmo mitlabe sham lifnai v'lifnim lachen iug v'gar moi chad b'hu. Therefore, this is all considered to be one. The en sof in the world. Nechshav in kol ha-partzuf ha-atzilut ki chelek miyuchudo ha-gamur amiti. It's all part of the same system, part of the Elokut. Aval olamot b'rei yitziyasiya, kivan shem malbish l'mesof akbaim d'adam v'kadmon, el mispashet p'nimiut atzmut kav o ensof, el rak arat mimenu, lechein hem olamot pirud v'lo Elokut, detaman lavihu v'gam urchad bahon. That means the worlds of Bria Yitzia and Asiya are underneath the world of Atzilut, and the Kav doesn't really reach there, and therefore there's a tremendous difference between the world of Adam Kadmon and Atzilut versus the last three worlds of Bria Yitzia Asiya. The first two are Elokut, the last two are not Elokut. Kivav Bianu Mashmaot Hamunachim Ha'ele Shel Elokut V'Pirud K'Kol Ator Ot Zayim Ot Chet. We were explaining, he said earlier on, all the differences between Elokut and non-Elokut. Hine, Chamesh Olamot HaKlolim Kenal, Anaz, which are called Akwa Bia for short, those are the five worlds. Nikraim Lifnaim Kinuyim Achirim, sometimes they're called other words, other names. V'Hu She'ak Nikrach Shoresh Ve'atzilut Nikra Neshama. Bria is called sometimes Guf, Yitzira sometimes called Nuvush, and Asiya is called sometimes Hechal. So we know that. That's the first rule we learn in Kabbalah. And that there's a system called Erechin, which associates one word with the other word. And therefore, we can change the names of things according to their associations. V'hu kifi ha-mashal anal be'ot chet, she'beklalutam kol ha-olamot em gilui ha-ensof. Shu melech ram v'nisa ha-otel livushe malchut v'dar b'paltin malchuto. So all of them can be descriptions of what's called the ha'ara. The other worlds of Bria, Yitzhi, Asiya are called the ha'ara, and they're called different names as well. Next point. חמישה עולמות דאק ואביה הנזכרים מתחלקם גם למחצבים שהם כמה בחינות פנימיות וחיצוניות שהם שינוי בחינת אלוקות ובפירוד. Okay, so let's see. He's going to describe to us another kinuim, another way of referencing the five worlds. Peivav. גם ביאנו כבעלה, we already explained, כל אלו הלומות ביה והצילות והביה הסוי, מתחלקים לפנימיות ולחיצוניות. So, again, even though we have the five worlds, we know as well that there is a פנימיות side to them, and there's also a חיצוניות side to them. שהם בחינת נשמות, which is considered to be the נשמות of the world, and also the בחינת of called the מלאכים. בחינות עולמות נקראים מלאכים. Those two rules, v'zu categories, v'zu klalut, avah b'pratu. That's all in general, but in more in detail, in mitchalakim le'arba mechtzavim. But really, the worlds are split into four categories, not only two. And he explains she'em mechtzav asfirot. That's the station of the sfirot. Mechtzav neshamot, the station of the neshamas. Mechtzav melachim neshamas. Sorry, the station of the angels. Mechtzav achoshech avei klipot kiniskel el ve'od samach. And also the station of the klipot, the negativity. אבל אז אני רואה היא אותה מכללות שתי בחינות בלבד שהן פנימי וחיצוני. But we're not going to go into all four categories right now. What we're going to explain is just the two main categories, which is the pnimiut, the interior and the exterior part of the world. וכל בחינת משתי בחינות אלו הכללות מתחלקים פחתות גם כן לפניות וחיצוניות. So we will subdivide, the Rishash does this all the time, that we're going to subdivide the two main categories of פנימיות וחיצוניות into further פנימיות וחיצוניות. Meaning, you're going to have the פנימיות, and that פנימיות of the world is going to be subsplit into also a פנימיות וחיצוניות. Then when you go to the chitzuniyut of the olamot, you also divide into a pnimiyut chitzuniyut. So further, we're going to have another four categories. Ba'ofen sheyeshna arba b'chinot klalu shem ak v'biyad pnimiyut pnimiyut ak v'biyad chitzuniyut pnimiyut ak v'biyad pnimiyut chitzuniyut ak v'biyad chitzuniyut chitzuniyut. As we explain, you're going to subdivide the worlds into four different categories. Now, hine arba b'chinot klalut elo ak v'biyad. Now these worlds that we're speaking about, particularly the worlds of Ak Ba'aviyah, you can look at them one on top of the other, but you can also look at them one besides the other. That's called Shavit B'Shavit or Be'ovim. Like in the Shavit is inside a goof. We don't say the Shavit is on top of the goof, but rather the Shavit is inside the goof. As well, the worlds are one inside the other, but they're all lined up the same. Look at, you think about a cylinders, one inside the other, but they all start at the same point and they end up at the same point. באופן שכל עולם שהוא פנימי יותר נקרא בחינת נשמה לגמרי עולם מלביש עליו נקרא בחינת גוף בערכו. So when we look at the interior cylinder in our case, in our example, we're going to say that is the neshama of all the other worlds. So in our case will be Adam Kadmon is the first world, so he will be the interior cylinder, and everything which is outside is the exterior that continues to be the goof, which ending off with that world of Asiya, which is the most exterior one. Hine, mashu v'anu le'el bo'ot ha'kodem ki olam atzilut hu b'chinat elokut. We explained earlier on, just before, that the world of atzilut is considered to be elokut gamur. Ve'elu olamot b'rei yisei Asiya hem b'chinat pirud v'zu davka b'chitzonot y'olamot. When we made the statement, he says that there's a difference between the Atzilut and the worlds of Bia, meaning that Atzilut is Elukut and Bia is Pirud. He qualifies that statement by saying that's Dafka in the Chitzoniut of the Olamot, that's in the exterior parts of the world. Dainu, according to our subdivision, that would be categorized as chitzoniut de chitzoniut and the chitzoniut of the pnimiut. Again, all basically on the chitzoniut of the olamot. Ava b'pnimiut olamot, dainu pnimiut de pnimiut v'hem pnimiut de chitzoniut, meaning all everything in the pnimiut. Kol haolam abia eluhem madrigat elukut ad sof asiya shebehem. But when you speak about the pnimiut of the olamot, even when you come to the world of Atziyah, which is the lowest of all worlds, that's elokut gamur in the pnimiut. Rak chitzoniut olamot, em chitzoniut pnimiut, chitzoniut chitzoniut. Shebehem anu omrim the olam Atziyah atzilut em nivdo b'madregat elokut ve'elu olamot bi'a em madregat pirut kimat nidba'el le'el ba'ot kodem. Ve'kitam, like we explained the reason in the ot kodem. In the previous ot. Now this is based on the Nah Shalom. This is not really Mefurash in the Arizal, but this is the Nah Shalom, the Rishash, and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Dalit and Yud Bet Amud Aleph. This answers a lot of our questions. Let's continue. Pei Zayin, Ot Pei Zayin. Said Amshachat Mochim Shefa Tikun Etzilud Elyon. The call Eilu Alamod Pinimut Chitzoniut Umineh Shefa Nimshach Lebiyad Atachtonot Shbeim. So far we spoke about the actual world.
Sorry, can I just ask you what question would you have that the Na'a Shalom answers?
Oh, okay. So that's really not in the scope of what we're learning right now, but we're not going into too many details. There are a lot of contradictions in the Arizal. Let me just give you, since you asked it already. For example. Is it possible to say, well, we have a rule that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mimali Kol Alamin? That's one of the rules in the Zohar. He's Mimali Kol Alamin. I mean, he fills all worlds. Okay, that's Mefushin in the Zohar. Now, the Arizal tells us the all and so doesn't go down into the lower worlds. Well, that's a straight contradiction against the Zohar. How can you say that? Zohar says that Kadosh Baruch Hu fills all the worlds. He's in our world. We're in the lowest of all worlds. How can we say Kadosh Baruch Hu is not in our world? How can that be? So the answer is, says Rashash, is that depends. There's no contradiction in the Arizal and the Zohar. Arizal is talking about the chitzoniot of the world. So there you don't have particularly this direct influence of the O and so, but rather only a ha'ara. Masha Enk, when you speak about the pnimiut olamot, then you would have the full flux of the ashpa of the Akadosh Baruch Hu, the O and so inside. So that's one of the things that we can answer with the Rashash.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's continue. Now, Pei Zai, Hine. Seder Atikud. So what we spoke about, it was the actual worlds. Now, in order to make the worlds run, you need Shefa, right? You have a car, it's very nice, but it's not going to move anywhere if you don't put any petrol. So what's the petrol to make, Kiviyochol, to make the worlds run? That's called Shefa. We'll see exactly what this is. Hine Seder Atikud Amamshachat HaShefa Amokhin Leolam Atzilut. Again, as stressed, we're talking about Shefa. Hamshachat Shefa Mochim Leolam Atzilu, the Elyon, the Kol Abba Bechinot and Nal Pinimiyut Chitzenut Pinimiyut Pinimiyut Chitzenut Chitzenut Hu Kikol Nizkal Leel Barichut Gadol Vius Sugiin Amochim. So he says, we already mentioned this, which and a Shefa is called, in other words for Shefa is called Mochim, which is Chabad, and we already explained that at length early on. How that flows into the world. V'hu kifi haklal d'itaruta d'litata itarer le'ela. So what initiates the process of Shefa to come down? That's us. We are the lower worlds, and that's the rule of the Zohar. That means the wickedness and the start of all things starts from the bottom, and then it goes reach all the way to the top, and then we get a reciprocation of that from top to bottom. Dainu, she acher she sheshed im Hebräisch ze elach, nimsa tikun ha'olamot liyadehem, shel b'nei Adam ha'tachtonim, after the first 6 days of Bereishit, then Adam ha'rishon was created, then the keys of the world, the direction of the world was left in the hands of man. Shehem yiyu ha'me'orarim va'apu'ulim litikun ha'shlamat ha'olam. And it was left in his hands for him to fix the worlds, and to rectify anything that needs to be rectified. Nimtza she'im Yisrael en po'alim tikkun ha'olamot b'itru deletata. That we start off the process. That's the rule of the Zohar. Itariruta deletata. Da'ayinu she'bekoach ha'mitzvot ma'asim tovim shel Yisrael mitbarim minitzutei kedusha shel shivrei kelim ulrafach nitzusim l'sheva ma'alchei kedem. That what are we doing through the Torah mitzvot? We are raising up these holy sparks that we've been speaking about for the past few months. We raise them all the way up to ad ol alot alotam leruma maalot shu abd abd veabd sag deak. We raise them all the way up to the highest spheres in Adam Kadmon. Mitzdavegim lehotziv lehamshich tashlum deotam beburim shealu le Besod man milimata. So what do we go? Raise them all the way up to the basically the forehead of Adam Kadmon. The truth of the matter, we raise them all the way up to the Ensof. But the zivug, the primary zivug that we're really interested after in, is the zivug which is the right and left brain of Adam Kadmon, called the Abda Ab and the Abda Sag. And from there, the zivug is is produced. Excuse me. And the tashlum of all the birurim, that means the hashlam of all the birurim of the Zayim Malachim that died, they're going to get their tchis amesim. Da'ayinu ha'teshu sfirot de'elyonu de'ben, va'esu sfirot de'mad de'kol prat, that is the tashlum mochim which are received and placed into the Malachim in order to make them from basic sfirot into full-blown parzufim. Vinitkanim amochim bekol amadregot, and all the mochim are fixed. Amochim nitkanim, sorry. Vinitkanim amochim, the mochim fixed. in all the different levels of the world, every place had a little bit of a shvira, at least. And the way the shefa flows is through a process of zivugim. They go through the five main levels, the main patufim. Shem kenim levushim slamim mochim ba'oretz. So not patufim, but rather the five steps of kol samim. Shebitocham mitlabishim mistatar ore and tov mechayu mekayim hakol kenal ba'oretz. So the shefa comes in when the enveloped with all these different levushim and kalim, and obviously the or and sof is behind it. So it starts all the way up high from Adam Kadmon all the way down to Zun Datsilud. She'ad sham hu siyamas siyum v'sof ha'shamach d'mochim v'chalukot d'atzmut v'b'chinat d'eser sfirot d'ma'u ben. V'kach nitken atzilut ha'elyon the Arba Mertzavim Anal. So that's going to bring all the Shefa all the way down to the lowest part where the Shefa actually originates from. And that's going to fill, fix all the entire world of Atzilut. And all the different subcategories, which he calls the Mertzavim, which are found in them. Umisham Elimata, and from there downwards, Nimshiko Oot Meotam Amochim, Gam Libia Atachtonim. What's going to happen is that the all also is going to go all the way down to the lower worlds. Elam, shebichinat pinimiyud, or pinimiyud atzilut. That what's going to happen is that the all shefa, this new shefa, which is coming down from the abstract, the ak, it's going to go even into the worlds of bi'ah. Ella, it's only going to work in the interior parts of Bia, which is the Pnimiyut, 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 Chitzoniyut, Shehem, Kulam Olamot Elokut Achdut Mamash Merom Atzilut Ad Tachtit Asiya, which he calls also Elokut Gamur. Kenal, as we explained earlier on, Vamshachat Elo Meolam Leolam Hem Bechinat Chotem Umir Chotam. שבכל נמשך ונתקן באצילות, כדוגמתו ממש נמשך ונתקן חותם וחותם, בברית יציא עשייה, אורות מאורות, כלים מכלים. So in the same process we find the tikkunim are done in the world of Atzilut, or being done identically in the world of Bia, because that's the rule. Chot v'nichtam, it's like a person engraving his ring in some clay, you'll find the exact engravement in the clay. Olam de bechitzoniut ulam, sorry, bechitzoniut olamot, on the exterior parts of the world, that's a different dimension. Shem chitzoniut chitzoniut, v'chitzoniut pinimiut, v'sham rak atzilut shebehem hu bechinat elokut. So when you speak about the external parts of the world, then you make a major differentiation between the world of atzilut and the world of bia. אבל ביה שלהם הם עולמות פירוד, לכן אחרי שקיבלו פרצוף האצילות, השפע שלהם כסדר הנעל, אז נמשך השפע עד, נמשך גם לביה שבהם. But when you're speaking about the worlds of on exterior dimension, then you have to make a differentiation between the world of Atzilut and the other one. So the world of Atzilut is Elokut, but the world of Biah is not. It's what we call the Olam HaPirud, of separation from the actual kedusha. Lachem, I'm just repeating. Lachem, after she kiblu a partzuf from that zilut, our shefa shelam is seder now. Now after that, the world of zilut receives all its shefa. As nimshach of shefa gam libia shebe'em besod aarot bilvad meolam leolam, ve'enam mishurah ke'enam pinimiyu shelam chotam amochutam. So, as we said, he's repeating himself, that the worlds, even on the Chitzon Yudik facet, they are going to be receiving Sheva, but only on a very minimal degree, which is called the Ha'ara, as opposed to the Pnimiyut, which is receiving full-fledged Sheva. Okay, we have a few more minutes, so let's... I think we'll stop in here. And we'll continue next time.